Premier John Horgan defended the government's approach to healthcare and violent crime, dual crises that threatened to hijack his swan song session before his retirement. During a press conference in Victoria Wednesday, Horgan said the BC Liberals, who have accused the government of overseeing a catch-and-release system in which violent repeat offenders are arrested and quickly released on bail, peddle bumper sticker slogans that are nonsense. Instead, the government is taking a multifaceted approach, Horgan said, which includes more resources for Crown prosecutors and mental health and addiction supports. People see crime, they see perpetrators being not dealt with aggressively. I'm frustrated by that, he said. At the same time, Horgan stood behind Attorney General Murray Rankin, who on Tuesday was jeered during question period for saying the government can't arrest its way out of the crime problem. Horgan pointed out that the BC Liberals' new MLA for Surrey South, Eleanor Sturco, a former Surrey RCMP officer, made a similar statement during an online all-candidates forum on August 31. Sturco on Wednesday said she was talking about the issue of homelessness and mental health, not prolific offenders, when she said, "We cannot arrest our way out of these problems." Horgan has also been under pressure to come up with better answers to BC's healthcare crisis, which has left ambulances unstaffed, temporarily closed small-town emergency rooms, and left a million British Columbians without a family doctor. On Wednesday, the Premier repeated his refrain that Ottawa must establish a national healthcare strategy to keep provinces from poaching healthcare workers from each other. It's almost a year since the federal government committed to me that we would be working together on addressing these issues, he said, but that hasn't happened. Horgan stood by Health Minister Adrian Dix, who on Monday faced calls to resign over what the opposition says is a lack of accountability for deaths related to the crisis. This summer, at least three people, including an infant, died waiting for paramedics to arrive in Ashcroft and Barrier. Political watchers say the BCNDP might be in trouble once Horgan takes his leave, given that the Premier's popularity eclipses that of his government. An Angus Reid Institute poll released this week shows 43% of British Columbians polled say Horgan will be remembered as an outstanding or above-average Premier. Contrast that with the 73% of respondents who said the NDP government is performing poorly on inflation, healthcare, and housing affordability. Angus Reid's executive director, Shachi Curl, said Horgan leaves with a lot of work that has not been addressed, while at the same time exiting on his own terms instead of under a cloud of scandal or crushing in popularity. The next premier will have to shoulder the weight of the political baggage passed on by Horgan, said a University of British Columbia political scientist, Gerald Baer. Baer said the opposition has already shifted its attacks from Horgan to David Eby, the presumed front-runner in the NDP leadership race. Eby is being challenged by climate activist Anjali Appadurai. Horgan brushed aside suggestions that the October deadline for briefing notes for the incoming premier means that the BCNDP is preparing to disqualify Appadurai, whose campaign has been beset by allegations of fraudulent membership signups. Voting for the new NDP leader doesn't begin until November 13 and the winner announced December 3. However, the party has not certified Appadurai as a candidate and is in the midst of an internal investigation alongside a review by Elections BC. The preparation process for the incoming premier, Horgan said, began the moment he announced his retirement in June and is a prudent approach to avoid doing our homework the night before. He dismissed the issue as a tempest in a teapot, a mountain out of a molehill, a Twitterdom explosion by a bunch of partisans.